Hiya, babe. Say, how about the... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, a word from your announcer.
Maisie, like the fella just said, Maisie Revere. Just a down-to-earth gal who wants to get married and settle down in a nice flat in Brooklyn with a window in the kitchen so that I can chat with my neighbors and buy a deep freeze. Eddie Jordan, my boyfriend and me, we've been going steady for over a year now. But the closest we come to get rice thrown at us is Saturday night when we eat at a Chinese restaurant. Gosh, it sure ain't easy to get my Eddie to propose. So this afternoon, I decided enough already with Eddie enjoying life. It was about time he got married. But I wanted I should be, you know, subtle-like in how I threw myself at him. So I decided the best place to get Eddie in the proper mind for the frame, I mean, the proper frame of mind, was right here in Romantic Prospect Park.
Maisie, what's wrong?
Wrong, Eddie?
When you called me up at the office to meet you here in the park, you said it was an emergency.
Oh, it is, Eddie. I was lonesome.
Lonesome? Maisie, look, I'm a fellow with a job. I've got work to do.
Well, so have I, darling. Sit down. Oh. Here on the bench. Well, a little closer, Eddie. Now put your arms around me.
Maisie, my boss...
Oh, I'm not your boss yet, Eddie. We're not married yet.
Maisie, it's about time...
It sure is.
I mean, it's about time you realized you just can't pull me away from my job every time you get a silly whim. My boss doesn't pay me to meet women in the park during office hours.
Oh, but I'm not women, Eddie. I'm Maisie. I'm different.
You sure are. I don't think there's another girl in the whole wide world like you.
Oh, honey. That's the most beautiful thing you ever said to me. Tell me more.
Maisie, you can drive a man crazy.
Oh, gosh, and you're so poetic about it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Eddie, darling, we'll be so happy, just the two of us.
Look, Maisie, I have a boss.
Well, okay, just the three of us.
Look, darling, it won't be too long now, Maisie, honey, before we get married. I promise. Now, I'm going to have to run. Taking time off from the office twice in one day is going to make the boss slightly mad.
What do you mean, twice, Eddie? I only called you this once.
Well,
So what were you doing the first time you were away from the office?
Didn't Mrs. Kennedy tell you?
Mrs. Kennedy?
Our landlady. I mean our ex-landlady. I mean my ex-landlady.
Oh, well, I didn't see Mrs. Kennedy this morning. I left the boarding house by the fire escape. It completely skipped my mind that I paid the rent in advance.
Well, Maisie, I moved out this morning.
Moved?
To an apartment near the office. That's why I took time off from work the first time. Had to get settled in a new place.
Well, Eddie Jordan, what for did you suddenly need a place to live? And what was wrong with living at Mrs. Kennedy's? Well, why don't you say something?
Well, I...
Aha! So you admit it. You didn't want me in your hair so much. That's true, isn't it?
But Maisie,
living in the same boarding house as me was getting on your nerves, and you didn't want me around to check in your comings and goings. You thought I was always fine on you, didn't you?
That's not true.
It is so. I mean, I just spied a little.
Maisie, I just moved because... Well, this new apartment is closer to the office.
You needed a place near to the office?
And it's much cheaper. With the money saved, we'll be able to get married sooner.
Oh.
Sure.
Well, like I was saying, you needed a place near to the office. Well, you better be getting back now, darling.
Sure. See you tonight, honey. And we'll go out to dinner.
Oh, nothing doing. We gotta save money. I'll cook you beef stew like last night.
Beef stew? Maisie, we don't need to save money that bad.
Now, don't you dare tell me you didn't like that beef stew.
Frankly, it was horrible, honey.
A what?
Yes.
That's funny. The cookbook said it was delicious.
Maisie, are you home yet?
Well, I just got in a few minutes ago, Mrs. Kennedy.
Maisie, I just came up to ask if you had... What are you doing, honey?
Oh, well, I'm going through my picture album, Mrs. Kennedy. Now that Eddie's moved away, I thought it'd be nice. He should have something to tack up on the wall he should remember me by. I picked out these 20 pictures.
Which one are you going to give Eddie to tack up?
All of them. When I want to be remembered, I want to be remembered. Keep it, Mrs. Kennedy. The chair's going to be lonesome around here with Eddie moved out.
Yes, honey, I'm going to miss the rent Eddie paid every once in a while. More than that, I'm going to miss you two kids smooching in the parlor while I was asleep in my rocker.
Yeah, me too. I'll never... Mrs. Kennedy, how could you tell what me and Eddie were doing if you were asleep? You just pretended you were asleep.
Maisie Revere, that's a nasty accusation to make.
It's true, isn't it?
Yes, but it's still a nasty accusation to make. Maisie, the reason I came up here was to ask if you had any of that beef stew left that you cooked yesterday.
Oh, you want to eat it, Mrs. Kennedy?
No, honey. It's for a dog that followed Merton home this morning.
For a dog? Mrs. Kennedy, a stray dog ain't going to eat my beef stew.
Oh, I think he would if we forced him. Have you got any left, honey?
Yeah, but I'm not going to feed the first meal I ever cooked to a miserable old mutt. And crying won't make me change my mind, Mrs. Kennedy.
That wasn't Miss Kennedy crying, Maisie. It's Henry here. Say hello to Maisie, Henry.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Oh, friendly little feller, ain't he, Maisie? And hungry, too.
Ah, when they're hungry, they're all friendly. Oh, well, I was going to throw out that stew anyway. I'll get it for him.
He's starved. Henry will eat anything.
Oh, here, Henry. Dinner served. Beef stew.
Almost anything.
Well, maybe I could open a can of something for him.
Picky little shaver, ain't he?
Henry's smart.
Well, if he's so smart, he wouldn't be a dog. He'd be people.
Well, I'll go down to the kitchen and see what I can dig up. Oh, the poor thing deserves one good meal before they... be right back, Henry.
Before they what, Merton?
Well, you see, Henry's a stray, and there's no place for him here. Miss Kennedy won't let me keep him in my room, so I'll have to call the, you know.
Oh. And will the you know him?
That's the routine, Maisie. They take all the strays
Merton,
and...
please. Henry can hear you.
Oh yeah. they'll P-U-T-him-A-W-A-Y.
That's better. They will.
Unless we can find a home for him where somebody can really look after him.
Well, gosh, you can't stay here. I'm away most of the day. Well, I am, Henry, honest. Eddie!
He likes dogs?
Sure, everybody likes dogs. Tell me, Mert, is Henry, you know... Oh, well, okay, Henry, okay. I just wanted to make sure. After all, Eddie just moved into a new apartment.
Say, Eddie should be able to take care of him. Working in a bank, he's free after 3:00.
Yeah, and poor Eddie will be so lonesome in his new place without me around. Well, come on, Henry, I'm taking you to your new home. Gosh, will Eddie be surprised when he comes and finds you there. That's your new master coming home, Henry. We must make a good impression on him. Now, I'll tell you what. Stand up in your hind legs. Well, roll over and play dad. Well, how's about sitting up and begging? What can you do? Some talent, I'll say.
Maisie.
Good afternoon, dear. How did things go at the bank today? Did the boss give you a raise?
Maisie, I've only worked there a week. I can't expect a raise.
Well, I know, but I thought I'd just ask to show you I'm interested in your future.
Oh, that's nice. How'd you find out where I live, Maisie, and how'd you get in?
Oh, Merton told me, and I climbed in through the open transom.
The transom wasn't open.
Well, it was after I picked the lock on the door.
Well, I hope Mr. Stebbins, the landlord, didn't see you. He runs a strict place. And after all, you're a woman, and, well, I'm a man.
Well, Eddie, I wouldn't have us any other way. Now, sit down, dear. There's your newspaper.
Yeah, I'd like to relax and read. Maisie, my newspaper. It's spread out all over the floor.
Well, I know. I can't take any chances yet with Henry.
Henry? Who's Henry?
Any other questions?
Say, what is this thing?
It's a dog.
You sure?
Well, sure, I'm sure. Henry's a full-blooded, French breed dog.
French breed?
Yeah, a mongrel. I know you two will be very happy here together, darling.
You mean this mutt's going to live here?
Eddie Jordan, this mutt ain't a mutt. Besides living alone, you need companionship. And you know a dog is a man's best friend.
Then why don't you keep
it? Well, that's silly. I'm a woman. And anyway, you wouldn't want poor Henry walking the street.
Better Henry than Eddie. Maisie, there's a sign on the front of this building. No dogs allowed.
Well, how is Henry to know that? He can't read.
You've got to get that hound out of here before Mr. Stebbins, the landlord, sees him. Or I'll be without an apartment.
Oh, gosh, Eddie, I'm sorry. I didn't think.
You seldom do.
Garden. Open this door at once. At once, you hear?
Fine. That's Stebbins now. Maisie, you've got to hide that animal.
Where? He won't fit under the sofa. Oh, Henry, why weren't you born a dachshund instead of everything else?
Open this door, you hear? At once.
Maisie, put him in the refrigerator.
Oh, it's so cold in there. He's not an Eskimo doll.
I'll be thrown out of here.
Oh, and the icebox, Henry. Mush now.
Oh, do come in, Mr. Stebbins. This is my fiancé, Miss Revere.
How do you do?
A woman.
Oh, well, Eddie comes from a long line of men who only marry that kind, Mr. Stebbins.
Maisie's just visiting Mr. Stebbins. Just dropped over to see my new place.
Oh, and I just love it, Mr. Stebbins. This apartment is real doggy.
Mr. Jordan, we have distinct rules in this house. What was that noise?
Noise.
That was termites.
Yeah, noisy beasts, aren't they?
Termites? But that sound came from the refrigerator. I'm going to open that refrigerator and see for myself.
Oh, don't bother, Mr. Stubbins. There's nothing in there but a fish.
Fish, huh? It just barked.
Well, naturally, it's a dog fish.
Well, it's a dog. I think, Mr. Jordan, what have you got to say?
I won't talk till I see my lawyer.
There are rules in this house, sir. Defrost that animal at once, and I shall expect this apartment to be vacated, Mr. Jordan, in the morning.
Mr. Stebbins, if you make Eddie move out of here, one of us will be very sorry.
Yeah? Which one?
Eddie.
Remember, Jordan, you're out of here by morning or force will be used.
Force? You ain't got no muscles, mister.
No, but my wife has. She's a large one.
Well, Miss Revere, now I'm homeless.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eddie. You see, and Henry is, too. Oh, don't worry, Eddie, dear. You'll find another place. This one's too small anyway. See? It's even too small for Henry. He can't wag his tail up and down. He has to wag it sideways. You hate me, Eddie?
Yes.
You're never going to see me again?
Oh, I'll probably be seeing you again, Maisie. That's the way my luck always runs.
Oh, like when, Eddie? Let's make a date, huh? Please, huh?
Very well. How about September 23rd, 1974?
Oh. Eddie.
Yes?
Will that be for dinner or for lunch?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Don't worry so much, Maisie, honey. Eddie's bound to phone you sooner or later.
That's right, Maisie. He'll soon forget.
Not with Eddie's memory. Why, he can even remember the name of Vice President.
Oh, that must be Henry scratching on the door, Merton. Let him in.
He is in.
Well, then, for goodness sake, let him out.
Oh, get going, Henry. And if you happen to come across that Mr. Stebbins, be a good dog and bite him.
Oh, I wonder who that can be so early in the morning.
Oh, it must be Eddie. It sounds angry. Hello?
Morning, Maisie, honey.
Eddie, you been drinking?
Drinking? Why?
Well, you're being nice to me.
Oh, why shouldn't I be nice to you?
Why? Well, after all, I had you thrown out of a very nice apartment.
Oh, regardless, baby, I forgive you. And someday we're going to be married.
Nothing doing, mister. I'm not going to marry no crazy man.
Look, darling, I got news for you. I found an apartment. I moved in with my boss's son, Maisie, a vice president at the bank.
Oh.
Mr. Harrison lives in a swank penthouse on Park Avenue.
A penthouse?
Uh-huh.
Eddie Jordan, the rent in those places runs into the hundreds, easy. I'll never speak to you again until you tell me one thing.
Mr. Harrison refuses to let me pay a cent of the rent.
That's the one thing.
You see, Maisie, he lives alone and he's very lonesome. You know how it is.
No, but I was afraid I was going to find out.
You see, when I happened to mention to Harrison this morning that I was without a place to live, he immediately offered to share his place.
Oh.
Gosh, Maisie, do you realize what this means?
Sure, we'll be able to get married soon.
Oh, something better than that.
Something better than getting married?
Oh, I mean, well, living with the boss's son, you know, who can tell? Pretty soon I might get promoted to third assistant teller. And then, in a little while...
Married?
No, second assistant teller.
Oh, goody goody gumdrop.
Jeepers, Maisie, just wait till you see the penthouse. It's on Park Avenue, a duplex. Of course, the place is a mess, Maisie. I just had time to unload my stuff and scram back to the bank.
Well, gosh, you shouldn't leave Mr. Harrison's place all untidied up like that, Eddie. I tell you what, I'll come right over and clean up the joint.
Maisie, maybe you'd better keep out of this.
Oh, Eddie, I won't louse anything up.
That'll be the day. Look, Maisie...
You can thank me later, Eddie. Besides, I've never seen a penthouse.
Maisie,
honey, I overheard everything. Congratulations.
Yeah, you got Eddie kicked out of one place, and now he's in a penthouse.
Uh-huh. Eddie sure was lucky to have a gal like me who plans ahead.
You knew all this was going to happen?
Well, naturally. Well, I did, Henry. Merton.
Hmm?
You busy especially this morning?
Well.
I'd like you to come over with me to Eddie's penthouse and clean up the place.
Maisie, I really have to go to the dentist. My tooth is killing me.
Oh, the dentist, huh? You mean where he takes that drill and goes...
Funny thing, the pain just left me. Let's go, Maisie.
Come in.
Well, I'm back. Got all my gear moved into your place. I mean, our place, Chuck.
Chuck? Mr. Jordan, my name happens to be Mr. Harrison.
But I thought, well, we're sharing the same apartment.
Only from 6 in the evening until 8 in the morning, Jordan. When you hear in the bank, I'm Mr. Harrison. And stop playing with those paper airplanes.
But you're playing with those paper airplanes yourself, sir.
Well, after all, Jordan, I'm different. I'm the vice president of this bank. I've got to do something to keep occupied.
Oh, yes, sir.
After all, my father, the president, doesn't pay me to do just nothing.
Sure. What I wanted to report, sir, is that my girlfriend Maisie has kindly agreed to come up to our penthouse and straighten things out a bit.
Uh-huh.
It was a bit messy after that party you threw last night.
Yes, indeed. It was quite a brawl, John, quite a brawl. And some of my college pals up for a get-together. Noisy jabs, too. Almost broke my headless horseman.
Headless horseman?
Mm-hmm.
You mean that crummy statue in the living room?
Crummy?
Yeah.
Jordan, that statue of the headless horseman happens to be worth $10,000. My dear mother gave it to me just before she passed on. I've treasured that statue for years, Jordan.
Yes, sir, but exactly why, sir?
Why, Jordan?
Yes, sir.
I just told you. It's worth $10,000.
Oh, that's what I thought, sir. Once again, I want to thank you for taking me in off the street.
Not at all, Jordan, not at all. After all, it is a big place. And besides, my old man expects me to do stupid things like that. Back to work now, Jordan, back to work. And leave the door open, please.
Yes, sir. Anything else, sir?
Oh, yes, yes. If any of my paper planes are forced down in your department, kindly sail them back in here.
Yes, sir. Roger.
Well, that's done, Maisie. Got all of his stuff neatly stowed away in his closet. Brother, what an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Ever come across rugs as thick as this Mr. Harrison's?
Uh-uh. Good thing you were with me when I first came in. He caught me just as I was going down for the third time.
This joint is really swank, Maisie. Eddie's boss man must be loaded.
Yeah, from the number of empty bottles, so were his friends. Gosh, I sure hope associating with Mr. Harrison, Eddie don't become, you know.
Ah, you never have to worry about Eddie, Maisie. Anything else you want me to do?
Yeah, just help me kick these cigarette butts around till they get washed.
Sure.
Oh, and say, did you put all that junk we cleaned up out of here in the alley?
Uh-huh. I left everything down there, including that statue of the horseback rider with his head broken off.
Yeah. It's a shame a fellow like Mr. Harrison has friends who are so destructive. Knock him the head off of a perfectly good statue.
Evening, Maisie.
Hi, Merton. Say, this place sure looks spick and span.
Well, thank you, Eddie. Mert helped me. He spicked while I spanned.
Oh, swell job. Thanks, Mert. Gosh, I'm so grateful I could kiss you.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Eddie. Shaking hands would be enough for me.
I meant Maisie. Come here, baby. Boy, I'm tired.
You ain't kidding.
Well, some joint, eh, kids? Soon I'll be able to afford one like it myself. Harrison can move me ahead pretty fast, you know, and...
What's wrong, Eddie?
Where is it?
Down the hall.
I mean the statue.
Statue?
Of the headless horseman.
Oh, well,
It's worth a fortune.
Well, folks, I think I ought to run.
Worth $10,000.
I'm sure I ought to run, so long.
Murder.
Maisie Revere, where is that statue of Harrison's?
Did you say, where, Eddie?
Yes, where? W-H-E-R-E.
Gosh, you sure are educated, Eddie. You spelled that real good.
Maisie Revere, where is that statue?
Sit down, Eddie. You've had a hard day.
Maisie, I'd like...
A nice glass of beer? Well, sure, I'll run right down to Milwaukee and get you one fresh.
Maisie, Harrison will throw me out of here. I'll lose my job. No, the statue. What'd you do with
it? Well, Eddie, you want a lie or the truth?
The truth and fast.
Well, don't rush me. Truths are harder to make up than lies.
Well, evening all. Oh, well, who is this?
Maisie, answer the question.
Sure.
At last.
I'm Maisie Revere. Yeah.
I mean about the... Ixnay, this is Mr. Harrison.
Well, how do you do? Say, you're Eddie's girl, I take it.
And you can have it.
Eddie Jordan, you can't insult me just because I thought that statue without a head was...
Maisie, hold your tongue.
I can't. It's slippery.
Miss Revere, do continue. What statue?
Oh, well, Mr. Harrison, I can't tell a lie.
Try, honey, try.
My headless horseman, it's gone.
Oh, the cat's out of the bag.
And I'm holding it. Well, I didn't realize, Mr. Harrison, after all, when a thing has no head, what good is it?
I don't know, but I'm stuck with you.
So, Mr. Harrison, when I was cleaning up, I thought, so, well, after all...
You didn't.
He don't know me very well, does he, Eddie? Mr. Harrison, I put it out with all the other trash in the alley.
Well, so long, Mr. Harrison. It was nice while it didn't last.
Well, Miss Revere, if you don't mind, that statue is worth a fortune. So kindly go down to the alley and retrieve it.
Yeah, maybe it's still there.
Yeah, Mr. Harrison, suppose, just suppose the trash man came and took it away. What would you do? How could anybody look so clean and laugh so dirty? I'll be back in a flash with the trash.
Well, Jordan, your Miss Revere has been gone a long time now. Do you think that... Oh, no. No, it mustn't be.
Oh, of course not. I hope, Mr. Harrison... maybe Maisie's cleaning it up first. Very neat gal, Maisie. You know, women like her are born.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
Well, I'm back, fellas.
Wait, you got the statue?
Uh-huh.
Well, you sure were gone a long time.
I know, but it was worth it.
The statue, is it all right?
Oh, it's as good as new. Better than new.
Better? What do you mean?
Well, I brought it down to a shop and had it fixed up.
Fixed?
Uh-huh. Well, I figured if it's worth $10,000 the way it is, think how much it'd be worth if I had a head put on it.
No.
So here it is. Now, careful now. The head ain't glued on very tight.
Oh, my goodness. Jordan?
I know, sir. I'll move right out, sir.
And you're also fired.
Fired?
Hmm.
Oh, Eddie. I did it again.
That you did, darling. Now what are you going to do?
Well... Eddie, if you're not going to live here anymore, there's only one thing to do.
Really? And what is that, pray?
I'm going to put all the dirt back the way I found it. Come on, Eddie.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie.
Thank you.
here's Maisie.
Yeah, I'm Maisie, like the fellow just reminded me. Maisie Revere. And after what I did to Eddie, looks like it'll be Revere for a long time now. Maybe I should bite my tongue forever. Funny thing, a long time ago, a fortune teller once told me everything I did would turn out right because I was born under the sign of Taurus. That's the bull. And everything that's happened to me has proved it. Poor Eddie. He got fired before he could even get a raise. Well, maybe that's just as well. If he'd gotten a raise and then lost his job, he'd be losing more money.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Pat McGeehan, Elvia Allman, Tommy Bernard, Earl Ross, and Peter Leeds. Jack McCoy speaking.